It's Thursday, the day we read from your letters, and in our email inbox, we found a lot of response to our interview with Dr. George Lakoff about the use of language to frame and direct political discourse, such as the phrase tax relief.
From Port St. Lucie, Florida, Russell Bartell writes, I have yet to meet anyone who's not willing to pay his fair share. The problem is, what is fair? It's not fair to have a federal bureaucracy duplicating a state agency. It's not fair to spend trillions on a failed welfare program. It's not fair to us working stiffs to pay for congressional health care and pensions that are beyond the pale. No, Professor Lakoff, tax and spend liberal is the proper appellation for those who misspend our tax money.
Thomas Sweeney in Land O'Lakes, Florida, found the interview extremely depressing. He writes, as an electorate, are we really so shallow that the manipulation of words and phrases determines the future of our country? Based on the evidence of the last 20 years or so, it looks like the answer is yes.
In our report on male menopause, reporter Elise Spiegel described a doctor who runs a program for treating men's aging symptoms as looking like a Jewish Arnold Schwarzenegger. A number of listeners objected to that phrase, among them Judith Rickard of Seattle. What on earth does that mean? Jews look like Fabio, like Sylvester Stallone, like Spike Lee, like anyone. She can't possibly, can she, be referring to the tired and offensive physical stereotypes from the era I thought we'd left behind. This is not the kind of descriptor I expect to hear on NPR.
Yesterday, we interviewed Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave, sponsor of the proposed amendment to the U.S. Constitution that would ban gay marriage. That prompted Bruce Kane to write from Indianapolis, I was hoping against hope when I heard Wednesday's story on gay marriage that you would ask the questions nobody seems to ask, namely, what do you think changing the Constitution would honestly do to protect marriage? What do you think you're protecting it from? Surely gays and lesbians can't do any damage to the institution of marriage that heterosexuals haven't already done, and civilization hasn't collapsed yet. Just ask Britney Spears.
Finally, Melissa's interview with a filmmaker who's made a documentary about the history of Tupperware inspired Vicky DiGiacomo of Kissimmee, Florida, to write, Your story brought back memories of 1960s Kissimmee, where Tupperware headquarters is located. Every year, the company held its Jubilee, the company's extravaganza for top sellers. As Jubilee approached, we eagerly witnessed the transformation of the Tupperware grounds into a themed wonderland. On the last day of the celebration, my father would park alongside Orange Blossom Trail, across from the grounds, so that we could see the closing fireworks. Some years, there was more than one Jubilee. That was small-town excitement.
Thanks for writing. You can send your comments to atc@npr.org. And please remember to let us know where you're writing from and how you pronounce your name.